Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast on Friday, 3rd of May, 2024. Thanks for downloading this, and thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk, my sponsors, for enabling me to get all this stuff done and sent out to you guys. Right, we're going to talk a little bit more about how Ireland, or the Irish political class, favour migrants over the Irish. And with that in mind, I want to play you a little clip. Last very short, we need a 20-second clip. But this guy is Barry Ward, boasting about the achievements of the Irish government. It's really quite amazing. Listen to this.
We're talking tonight about 100 people who haven't been accommodated. If you in the overall number, that's less than 1/10 to 1%.
Right, tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that's acceptable. But there's no recognition whatsoever. There's talk of no plan. Despite the fact that this was completely poo-pooed by Sinn Féin 2 years ago, the government has actually managed to accommodate 100,000 people. Astonishing.
100,000 people. You got that? Small country like Ireland. And here this guy is actually boasting that, yeah, but never mind this 100 or 200 that we can't seemingly find accommodation for living in Tent Village, central Dublin. We've got 100,000 elsewhere. And just to put that in context, here's a couple of awkward stats. There are 14,000 Irish adults who are homeless and 4,000 children. So Barry Ward and the gang have accommodated 100,000 foreigners. That's and boast about it. It's a great thing. Meanwhile, there's all these thousands of Irish people who can't get a house. And another example of, which is really quite shocking, this one as well. This is how the Irish government are treating the Irish students versus Ukrainian students. Ukrainian students receive grants 350% higher than the lowest Irish student rate. So information apparently shows that almost 9 million has been paid out by the Department of Further and Health Education, Higher Education, in monthly stipends to Ukrainian students who are currently under temporary protection. Well, when does it ever stop become, when does it become permanent? So basically, let's see if we can get the numbers here, because it is quite shocking. The average individual payment of £10,236 to the 342 beneficiaries, that compares with the Irish students who get about 3,000. You got that? 3,000. So the Ukrainians are getting 10,000. The Irish are getting 3,000. Is it just me or does someone else see a problem here? I mean, it's perfectly obvious what's happening. What's happening is the Irish government, being good little globalist serfs, are boasting about the fact, yeah, we've brought in 100,000 of these people. Let's bring in another 100,000. We can do it. And at the same time, yeah, let's give them grants three times greater to get educated than we give Irish people. But hang on, you're Irish politicians. You are theoretically, at any rate, supposed to put the interests of Ireland first, but you don't. Instead, what you do is you dramatically virtue signal your globalist values. And you do it in such a way that I think that's why there is a rising tide of simmering resentment against all the Irish political class, because they're all involved in this. And do not think for one moment that Sinn Féin are any kind of outrider in this one. They are up to their necks in it as well, just like Fianna Fáil, just like Fine Gael. They're all the same. And they have this really weird worldview where they think it's better if they put the interests of people from outside of Ireland ahead of people living in Ireland, born and bred, whose families have resided in Ireland for generations. They're basically becoming very quickly, which is quite remarkable, third-class citizens in their own country at the hand of their own government, even as people from all these foreign parts are, you know, treated as if they're sort of messiahs, basically. You know, thank you for coming for Ireland and enriching us. And here's, by the way, if you're gonna be, you want to be a student in Ireland, no problem. Here's 10 grand. Oh, you're Irish and you want to do that? Here's 3,000. You know, it's a crazy, perverse world that we see happening in Ireland. And I guess that's why I talk about it, because you do have to wonder about exactly, for example, you know, how does this ultimately work out? And I think we are seeing the plantation of Ireland 2.0. I do think that, you know, that's why I go on about this one. Even though in allowing this plantation, they are essentially destroying Ireland, and they seem happy about it. But of course, the other thing that amuses me is, like, they are illegal migrants, but they're now euphemistically called international protection applicants. Get it? So the language is being even changed and manipulated. They don't want you to hear the term illegal migrant because that might annoy you. They want you to hear the term international protection applicant because that's so much more neutral and doesn't carry any of the connotations of illegal migrant. But it's the same people. It's exactly the same people. So that's 100,000 houses taken away from Irish people who could have started families and helped improve the Irish population. It's really quite shocking what's going on in Ireland. And as I say, it's worthy of this level of discussion because, of course, if they do it there, they'll do it here. Thanks for listening.